Nolte, Slow Joe Biden Committed 8 Major Gaffes at Democrat Debate. By John Nolte on June 28, 2019. Even though Slow Joe Biden got off easy Thursday night, he still managed to step on a bunch of rakes, to gaff his way through his first debate appearance of the 2020 campaign season. Frontrunner Biden was not asked even a single question about his serial young girl touching. Although there is photo after photo after video of Biden touching young women and girls inappropriately, the matter never came up. Nor did the scandal swirling around Biden's son Hunter and his shady business dealings with China and Ukraine. But when you have the far-left NBC News hosting the debate, you know Democrats are going to have an easy time of it. The beauty of Biden, though, is that you don't have to ask him tough questions. The man is a walking unforced error, and here, in no particular order, are 8 of the ones he made Thursday night. My time is up. To which the world replied, no shit. Regardless of the context, when you are 985 years old, the last thing you want to do is say something like my time is up. Especially when you are trying to put a stop to the beating being handed down to you by Kamala Harris. My first priority as president will be to defeat Trump. Can we see the rabbits, George? Take me to see the rabbits, George. I want to pet the rabbits. Biden actually told the world that after he is elected president, his first priority will be to defeat Trump. No one is taking him out of context, either. This was a genuine Matlock moment. Here is moderator Chuck Todd's question. You get one shot that it may be the only thing you get past. What is that first issue for your presidency? To which Biden replied, the first thing I would do is make sure that we defeat Donald Trump, period. Ban all the guns, except guns no one wants to buy. Another direct quote, y'all. No gun should be able to be sold unless your biometric measure could pull that trigger. It's within our right to do that. So, unless the gun has the technology to read the owner's handprint, Joe is going to ban them, which means he's going to ban all guns. My opposition to busing was in opposition to something that didn't exist. Biden was so rattled by Kamala's beatdown, he went the full unicorn. I did not oppose busing in America, Biden said. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed. Great answer, except. Biden opposed busing years before the Department of Education was created in 1979. The NRA is not our enemy. I can think of a number of times Biden could have helped himself Thursday night by not going along to get along. Perhaps, he should not have said we should not deport illegal immigrants? But for Biden to say in the heated Democrat primary that the NRA is not our enemy, holy moly. No gun should be able to be sold unless your biometric measure could pull that trigger, he said, just before pulling off two gaffes in one statement. Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA, the gun manufacturers. Jail people for false advertising. Direct quote, the other thing is we can deal with these insurance companies by number one, putting insurance executives in jail for misleading advertising. If we're going to put people in prison for false healthcare advertising, can we start with you can keep your insurance if you like your insurance? You can keep your doctor if you like your doctor. Just a thought. You will only get this torch from my cold dead hands. It was petty and childish, and it went like this. I was 6 years old when a presidential candidate came to the California Democratic Convention and said, "It's time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans." That candidate was then Senator Joe Biden, said Rep. Swalwell. Joe Biden was right when he said it was time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans 32 years ago. He's still right today. If we are going to solve the issues of our nation, pass the torch, added Swalwell, who said that Biden should pass the torch specifically in the name of climate change, student loan debt, and ending gun violence. I'm still holding onto that torch, affirmed Biden. And then Kamala turned Slow Joe into a beta for the second time. You guys, you know what? America does not want to witness a food fight. They want to know how we're going to put food on the table, she said to applause. Confiscate the guns. Another direct quote, this time about assault weapons. Folks, look, and I would buy back those weapons. We already started talking about that. We tried to get it done. I think it can be done. And it should be demanded that we do it. And that's a good expenditure of money. Key word there is demand, as in it should be demanded that we do it. As in you will be forced to give up whatever semi-automatic of yours we classify as an assault weapon, as in confiscation. Biden can try to hide behind a mandatory buyback program, but a mandatory buyback program is still confiscation. If Biden makes it to the general election, Trump is going to make him pay a price for this nonsense in ways no one has ever paid a price in the history of price paying. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.